The Sydney World Pride Festival for 2023 is currently running, and a First Nations committee was created to inform the festival's development and review festival planning. The committee aims to ensure First Nations people from rural communities feel heard and are welcomed to celebrate in their community. The Wire's Chloe White spoke with Festival Creative Director and member of the First Nations Advisory Committee, Ben Gratz, on the importance of inclusion for First Nations LGBTQIA+ people this year and making them feel welcome to celebrate.
Yeah, so the function of the First Nations Advisory Group is just to ensure that we're working with and community members from across Australia, so particularly our First Nations LGBTQIA+, sister, girl, brother, boy community members, because as World Pride is a global event, we wanted to ensure that we had a broad range of diversity in our voices and perspectives, and particularly when it came to that First Nations advisory. So they advise us on all things around the program and the festival, the Human Rights Conference, but also are the eyes and ears on the ground in their communities. So if there's anything that people are concerned about, or, you know, good things that happen in community, they can then report it back to us so we can feed into the festival as well.
So, yeah, I know that there is a lot of isolation for the LGBTQIA people plus people in rural Indigenous communities at the moment. How can we make them feel heard or welcome?
I think it's really important that, you know, through continual education, conversations, visibility, and inclusion, including people from regional and remote communities, I think is the best step forward. And I think it's just always ensuring that when we are creating a big event like World Pride here in Sydney, that we're ensuring that we're trying to reach those people in those communities. So we've also offered through Sydney Gay, Lesbian, Mardi Gras and World Pride viewing parties. So people were able to apply for grants and to have their own parties, Sydney World Pride and Mardi Gras parade parties in their communities. And so it was just a small way of being able to ensure that there is that engagement. But also we went on a three-week roadshow around the country, visiting all different towns and cities around Australia and engaging with First Nations mob, just to make sure that they felt heard and seen, but also that they were able to give us any feedback around how moving forward we can ensure that there is that continual engagement, conversation and visibility.
That's awesome. Thank you very much. Yeah, that's really great that you did that tour, actually.
Yeah, First Nations Roadshow.
First Nations Roadshow, love it. And it went well?
Yeah, it went really well.
Oh,
yeah.
Great.
So we went as far as, like, we even went to the Tiwi Islands, Northern Territory, went all the way over to Perth, went to Broome, Cairns, Tasmania. So we tried to go to Alice Springs and Darwin, so a lot of the kind of regional remote towns, actually.
I know this year is a big focus on transgender people. So what are you doing to support transgender people in the community?
Well, yeah, look, we've, particularly for our First Nations component of the festival, we're working very closely with our brother, boy and sister girl community, which is who identify as trans. And so we have a delegation of brother, boys and sister girls from all around the country coming to take part in the Human Rights Conference, but also our other events that are happening throughout Sydney World Pride. So we understand that particularly our First Nations trans community, there are added layers of challenges and discriminations and, being able to, be in community, with equality. So it's really important that we ensure that their voices are heard through our Sydney World Pride Festival, and particularly for our First Nations event, really making sure that they feel included and are really front and centre and looked after while they're here and be treated like royalty as they are.
What steps are you taking to ensure that bisexual people feel welcome and being a part of World Pride as well?
Yeah, I think we've got, particularly with, we've got a whole lot of different advisory groups that we work with. We work with a whole lot of different community support groups as well. I think we've got our staff, we've got a very diverse staff, and we do have a few bisexual people that work in our Sydney World Pride staff. But we have a lot of events, so we've got our Pride Amplified program that there are some events that are taking place. But for us, it's really about ensuring that all of our acronyms are well kind of looked after and are visible. So, yeah, through various events, I know that there's conversations happening at the Human Rights Conference about bisexuality as well. So wherever we can really is ensuring that those voices and visibility are seen and heard too. We've got over 300 events that are taking place all over Greater Sydney. My advice to people is, you know, go to the things that, you know, that you want to and that you feel are a part of your community, but also try something else out or go and see a show that you might not have chosen to see. Just, you know, like I think it's a really great opportunity to just go out there and explore and maybe do something that you wouldn't normally do. So, yeah, just, you know, respect each other, have fun and be adventurous, I would say.
That was Festival Creative Director and member of the First Nations Advisory Committee, Ben Gratz.